The state Senate is winding down for the legislative session, but today it took up a series of elections-related bills, including one that would limit early voting hours in the state. The Senate bill advanced through a committee last week on a party-line vote. Last year, the Assembly passed similar legislation. Joining us now to talk more about early voting in Wisconsin and what this bill would do is Tim Dale, Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW-La Crosse. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So under this bill, how would early voting laws change in Wisconsin?
Well, the bill that's being considered would limit early voting hours to weekdays only, looking at the hours of 8 to 7 being the limit. And this would have the effect of eliminating weekend voting hours for early voting.
And a lot of people might be surprised that you can currently vote on weekends. What are the current laws in Wisconsin regarding that and whether local election units can do that?
Yeah, well, clerks have a pretty wide range of discretion right now. And the way that it works is that in certain areas, clerks can stay open to maximize the ability of people to vote. And so what ends up happening is that in urban areas where there's a little bit more budgeted for clerks' offices, stay open, offices can be open for early voting on weekends and later into evenings. And so a lot of voter registration drives and voter drives happen during these times when people aren't working or when the drives are able to happen.
Now, Republicans are taking the lead on this bill. What's their case? Why do they say we need this change?
Well, the argument follows kind of along the lines that I was just describing. Yeah. In the current situation, cities and areas that have a higher population tend to be open longer hours. The Republicans' argument is that this places an unfair burden on more rural areas where they don't have the budgets to keep registration offices open, and therefore you do see longer hours in urban areas. The Republicans' argument is that this situation should be equitable, and so setting a guideline that has all state offices open for set periods during weekdays would create a kind of conformity across all of these clerks' offices that we don't have currently.
So they're saying, if I'm a rural voter, I'm looking at Madison and Milwaukee in particular, saying, hey, why are they getting more voting chances than I do?
Right, exactly.
And then Democrats have opposed this bill. We've seen a rally in Milwaukee, including Mayor Barrett. I think there's been opposition here in Madison. What's been the case against passing these changes?
Well, the argument that you're seeing from Barrett and other Democrats is that in higher population areas, these areas ought to be allowed to do things differently. In higher population areas, you have different demographics. You have people who perhaps work different hours. You have a higher population, which may mean that the pressures put on voter turnout are different. So basically the argument is that different areas should be allowed to have offices open. And their further argument is that these kind of the efforts for voter early voting should be aimed at higher voter turnout. And so the argument also extending to apply to rural areas would be that perhaps rural areas should be funded to have their offices open longer. So essentially, Democrats want the extended office hours, and they are willing to have any number of compromises that would allow that to happen.
And this is one of those cases where, by coincidence, the principles invoked by both parties line up with where their voters are. Democrats tend to get better turnouts in cities and the higher population counties in the state, Republicans in some of the smaller areas. I know we can't look inside the heads of the politicians on both sides, but do you think that's a factor?
Well, I think that the political questions are certainly a factor. And I think when we're having our most cynical points of analysis, we would say exactly what you said, which is that Republican voters tend to be in rural areas, which is where the Republicans are speaking to places being disadvantaged. Democratic voters tend to come from the urban areas. There's also the question of overall turnout. So in elections where there are lower turnouts of voters, Republicans tend to do better. And in elections where there is a higher voter turnout, Democrats tend to do better. And so there's also the tendency for Republicans to be more comfortable with things that make it more difficult to vote. With the argument, the principled argument that voting should be fair, that voting should be equal across the board, But Republicans are more comfortable if it's harder to register to vote in general, and that's just a question of turnout.
Has there been a trend nationally lately toward more and more early voting?
There has, and there have been efforts all over the country to make it easier and easier to vote. There have been some states to even go more toward vote-by-mail processes, and I think that the number of votes that we see being cast in absentee format is higher and higher. One of the reasons for this is strategic. Both of the parties have concentrated a great deal of effort and energy on getting out the vote early. And so if people can vote absentee early, then the parties realize that this is a good way to count on votes. Kind of as the election draws nearer, you know how much work you have to do and where that work needs to be done. I think state laws have accommodated this, but as much as it has been accommodated, I think we've also seen an effort recently, the way that we're seeing in Wisconsin, to push back against that with the argument that but what you're seeing from the Republicans in Wisconsin right now, that if these efforts are inequitable or if we see certain areas of the state being benefited by some of these early voting trends, then state legislatures have started to respond.
That's interesting. So with early voting, with more absentee voting, if I'm a campaign manager or a party official, I don't have to put all my eggs in my election day activity. I can start working on drives to get people to the polls anytime in that couple of weeks leading up.
Right. And people who work within campaigns kind of have a banking mentality that they see those votes as banked votes. Mm-hmm. And so you can get a sense of how your candidate is doing and where your efforts have to go as those votes are banked for your candidate. There are also a lot of uncertainties on election day. So as we all know, and when it rains or snows, voter turnout goes down. There also are long lines. We know we've seen stories and we've experienced it ourselves. We show to the poll at a certain time, a machine goes down or two machines go down, and now you're limited and people are standing for an hour or two. People who work in campaigns know that they can't always count on election day to go as smoothly as possible. And so this early voting really allows a way around that for campaigns to know who they're counting on and that something isn't going to go wrong, at least for early voting.
Let's go to a caller at 800-642-1234. We have Diane with us in Mercer. Diane, hi.
Hi. The speaker said that, they wanted to make things equitable. And being in I've lived in Milwaukee and I live up here now. There are all kinds of things that we don't get that the bigger cities get. Like I said, if I want to go and renew my license, that's open once a month. If I want to go to the post office, we have very limited hours up here. How come they're not working on making all these other things equitable?
But do you think voting is particularly important? You'd like to see that be equitable with a place like Milwaukee or Madison?
Voting up here is very easy. There aren't any lines ever. There's plenty of people. It would be nice if there was more hours, but things always seem to go smooth.
All right, Diane, thanks a lot for sharing your perspective from up there in Mercer. So, Tim, at least one voter up there thinks voting is the least of their worries for inequities with the rest of the state in northern Wisconsin.
Right, and I think that the caller kind of reflects one of the issues in contention here with this legislation, which is there's a question of fairness, that is, an office being open a certain number of hours versus another office being open a different number of hours. And that is an issue of equity just in the number of hours. But the issue of equity that the Democrats are talking about are the issue of population pressure. So where we see giant lines at the polling places on election day, those typically aren't in rural areas. Those are in urban and suburban areas. And so there is an unequal pressure on polling places oftentimes in urban areas. And I think so the question at the heart of this is, really, what counts as inequitable? Is it a question of hours being open and availability, or is it a question of population pressures? I think depending on where you stand on that issue is really where you come down, either with the Republicans or the Democrats.
Well, that's an interesting contrast. We're talking with Tim Dale. He's professor of political science at UW-La Crosse, talking about a proposed bill. It's in the legislature. We're actually watching for a vote in it in the state Senate today. It would limit early voting in Wisconsin, as Professor Dale has told us. It would take away weekends as an early voting option. Currently, that happens a lot in the bigger cities, Madison and Milwaukee in particular. We want to hear from you on this. Do you vote early? Have you taken advantage of this? How do you feel about this proposal? Do you think it's fair that some communities are able to vote early on weekends, some aren't? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And what's voting like where you live in Wisconsin? By the way, you can also post on our Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking with Tim Dale, Assistant Professor of Political Science at UW La Crosse, about a proposed bill that would limit early voting in Wisconsin. Right now, county clerks, local governments can have weekend voting, among other things. This new law would restrict that. Sean Johnson of WPR News reports that a vote on that in the Senate probably won't happen this afternoon, maybe one of those late night sessions. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. How flexible should communities be when it comes to setting up their early voting times? 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Back to your calls now. We've got Marshall on the line in Wausau. Marshall, hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm just wondering, instead of worrying about the times that the polls are open and such, why not just making voting a state or national holiday so that people don't have to worry about making this fit in with work or such like that?
Marshall, thanks for the call. And Tim, when we talk about voting in Wisconsin, we often hear this suggestion, a random, more or less, Tuesday isn't the greatest day to have an election.
Right. Well, the caller suggests one of the proposals that's out there, which is to make Election Day a national holiday. Of course, even on holidays, some people have to work. Mm-hmm. Another suggestion is to make Election Day a Saturday, so to move it from a Tuesday to a Saturday. But I think one of the ways around that, at least the way that the states have done it, is this idea of early voting and absentee voting. And the early voting that we're talking about is sometimes not even absentee. Voters don't necessarily have to prove that they aren't going to be available on Election Day. They just get to vote and can vote starting weeks before the election. So having a period of voting that extends far beyond a single day is something that advocates typically argue is even better than a national holiday. Like I said, even if something is a holiday, you would have some people who still have to work. So the extended voting hours, even if it's under the limits that the Republicans are proposing, it tends to be a compromise that many people favor.
You know, with early voting, how much does that affect how pollsters do their work? Because now, I mean, if there was just one day, you're looking at that poll from the day before, if people can start voting 2 or 3 weeks out, how much do you have to pay attention to the polling those days instead?
Yeah, well, it definitely has affected it. So the people who run polls on Election Day, some of the polls we see that are exit polls, those polls are taken directly from people who are leaving the polling place. In a way, actually, early voting makes numbers that we see from polls taken ahead of time, that is, with sample sizes, 1,000, 1,500 likely voters, it actually makes those polls much more accurate because pollsters are including in their questions, have you voted already? And that obviously makes the predicting how a person is going to vote puts it at 100%. So those numbers actually, when pollsters, and they are accounting for early voting, that makes those numbers much more solid in terms of predicting outcomes of elections.
Marshall, thanks for the call. We'll go now to Kathy in Madison. Hi there, Kathy.
Hello. My opinion is that extra hours should be allowed. I voted for 15 years in a small town. I never stood in line. In fact, I rarely saw anyone else voting while I was there. There was no traffic as I drove home. And in Madison, I've lived now for 25 years, and I also voted in here in my last year of college, or one of my years of college. And I stood in long lines. I've had my polling place changed. I have used voting ahead of time, too, because of the predicted lines. And so I think when you're – it's ridiculous to say it's unfair when you're in a metropolitan area where people have to deal with traffic and parking, you know.
Kathy,
that's my feeling.
Kathy, thanks for the call. And that's one side of that equity argument you mentioned earlier, Tim, that – you know, some people say, oh, it's not fair that some cities get more hours, weekend opportunities. She's the counterpoint to that.
It is. And I think that the argument that the Republicans are making is that if we set up the voting at certain set times, that I think that the proposal is 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., that already that having extended voting hours during that time is generous enough to get people to a poll. And I think that's where the caller raises what Democrats are arguing, which is that generous enough is not enough. And so if you ask people who mobilize voters in urban areas, they're making the argument that it is not enough. So that is definitely the terms of this debate.
Thanks for the call, Kathy. We've got Chris on the line now in Appleton. Chris, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. What percentage of eligible voters vote in urban counties, and what percentage of eligible voters vote in rural counties? Thank you.
Chris, thanks for the call. Tim, I don't know if you have those numbers at your fingertips, but you have a broad stroke there?
Yeah, so voters in rural areas tend to turn out to vote in higher percentages, but of course any discussion of voter turnout would be relative to particular elections. And what we see in the state of Wisconsin is something typical that we see across the country, which is in presidential elections, voter turnout is much higher. And in presidential elections, voters in urban areas tend to vote at higher rates. In midterm elections and off elections where we're voting for local or state races, though that turnout tends to be lower overall, but the lower voter turnout tends to come from urban areas. So the turnout doesn't dip as much in rural areas. So I'm not sure if that answers the caller's question, but we do see turnout to be higher in rural areas overall as a matter of average, but that tends to equalize in presidential elections.
We'll go now to Jim in Milton. Jim, hi.
Hello, thank you. It's really hard to listen to this conversation because it seems to me that there's just a charade taking place that the Republican position has some sort of legitimacy when we know that there's a national strategy on the part of Republican conservative organizations to have the states limit voting in a whole variety of ways. People are on the record, Republican legislators and party members in Florida, Virginia, other places, as well as the results of their think tanks are on the record that they want to limit voting by people in order to further the goals of the Republican Party. And what really makes it hard is that we're dealing with a legislature involved in this, in a gerrymandered state where many more Democrats vote than, and yet the Republicans hold all those seats.
Jim?
And so it's really a challenge for democracy, small d, to see all this taking place.
Jim, thanks for the call. Tim, Jim says this is part of an intentional, concentrated Republican campaign to suppress voting.
Yeah, we talked about that several minutes ago, that kind of the cynical assessment of both sides is that their strategies around issues of voting are all about what benefits them electorally. So the Republicans would say the same thing about Democrats wanting to have extended hours in urban areas, that, of course, Democrats want that because they're concentrating their efforts on turnout in urban areas. I think that the bigger issue, and I think that the caller raises this question, is kind of what counts as good voting practices in a democracy. And I think this links to other voter ID debates that we have going on currently in Wisconsin. The courts are going to weigh in, and it looks like there may be a special session of the legislature. And I think that the question about voting is whether or not it's good to have a rigorous voting process that makes it difficult or requires effort to vote. There's another position of voting that says that voting doesn't have to be easy, that it should be accountable. That is, so the preference would be for accountability in voting rather than ease in voting. I think the other side says that, and this is, I think, what the caller was expressing, that in order for democracy to work, voting has to be available to all, and it has to be something that is easy. When that happens, though, accountability tends to go down. And that's something that side of the argument would be more comfortable with. So I think there is a deep, more principled argument that's happening here. Even as the caller points out, there are some pretty clear electoral advantages that come from each side of the argument.
Time for one more caller. We've got Jennifer with us in Muskego. Jennifer, hi.
Hi, yes, I was listening, and I just guess I'm concerned that the politicians are spending so much time focusing on who can vote when and how long. If it's not fixed, don't break it. Could we fix the construction issues in Wisconsin so I don't take so long to get to work and back home again?
All right. Thanks for the call, Jennifer. So do voters care about making this tweak to when we can vote, do you think, Tim?
I'm not sure that everyone cares about these voting issues, although the people who are affected the most by it certainly would care about it. I think that the reason that legislators spend so much time talking about voting, and that is even relative to things that, as your caller suggests, might be more important kind of for the day-to-day operation of state government, is that it really comes to the heart of our government and what we think as our primary accountability mechanism for government is, which is the vote. And so I think while the caller is right, there are a lot of other things that are of concern. The vote is kind of that sacred center of American democracy. And so discussions around that go beyond just what do we want to work for government today. It's how do we want government to work for us into the future.
Tim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Tim Dale, assistant professor of political science at UW-La Crosse. We talked with him about a bill that would limit early voting hours here in Wisconsin.